In a first for a state, Maine voters will rank their choices in order of preference instead of picking just one in their primary tomorrow. Steve Missler is Maine Public Radio's chief political correspondent and State House bureau chief. Steve, you've been trying to explain this to people in and outside your state, so let's just back up. This initiative to do this was approved by voters in 2016. So what was the thinking behind it?
The idea of ranked choice voting had been kicked around in the legislature for several years prior to it becoming a ballot initiative in 2016. But the real impetus for this becoming a law was Governor Paula Page, a Republican who won by a narrow plurality in 2010 and was reelected in 2014 with more votes than he originally won. But there was still fears among the center-left electorate or activists therein. He was benefiting from a split.
What happened was there was a five-way contest, and he won by less than 2 percentage points after a Democrat and an independent candidate split that center-left vote. And he, we should remind people, is a very controversial, very outspoken governor. So they put this system on the ballot, and the voters voted for it.
They did, and many of the voters who supported it for the very reasons that it was put on the ballot. The other issue is that independents, there's an activist group that support independent candidates who believe that this system will benefit them going forward. So it was sort of a meeting of the minds, if you will.
Well, Republicans have fought this from the very beginning, including cutting the funds that would help implement this system of voting.
Yeah, they really see this as an existential threat, that it's going to prevent real conservative candidates from ever winning statewide election ever again. And what they did is they blocked funding to implement the system for the June primary, which is tomorrow.
Well, so how's it going, given that, for instance, the governor also said that no police could escort the ballot, so they had to hire a private courier system? How's it going?
Well, we will see. I mean, the Secretary of State Matt Dunlap seems to think it's going okay, and the town clerks that we've spoken with seem to think it's going okay. But the real test is really tomorrow. And it's going to be very interesting to see how it all pans out. We've been able to speak with some voters who have used it early because of Maine's early absentee law. And so we've got a taste of what their experience has been, including one voter. His name is Stephen Ferrand. He's a registered Democrat who found that he likes ranked choice voting, but wasn't quite sure how it was going to work.
Well, let's listen to a little. Here he's talking about his number one ranked candidate, but there are rounds of counting, so his candidate could be eliminated.
When will that person fall out of the count and then my number two will kick in? How do I deal with that? So it's very complicated.
How is it supposed to work? You pick your first, second, third, fourth choices?
That's right. So instead of just picking one candidate, you're basically going down through the list of candidates. And if in this case, let's use the Democratic gubernatorial primary as an example, there are seven candidates. So there are seven candidates that appear on the ballot with rankings for each one. And it's kind of like a grid. And each, the voter goes and they can pick as many or as few candidates as they want. And so they can rank all seven, or they can rank just one or three or four. It doesn't matter. That's really how it's supposed to work. And then, if one of the candidates obtains a majority after the first count, then they win. That's it. There's no ranking tabulation or any of that. But if they don't, that's when the ranking tabulation process begins. It's kind of difficult to explain, but basically the candidate who receives the fewest first place votes is eliminated after the first tabulation. But their votes, their other rankings, then are assigned to the remainder of the candidates. And that process just continues on and on and on until one of the candidates obtains a majority.
Boy, they're not even going to find out tomorrow.
No, they are not. No. We're expecting at least a six-day delay in determining who wins. And that's a function largely of the fact that there are that the primaries are a pretty crowded field.
Well, there are cities that are already doing ranked voting. But as we said, this is the first state to do it. And the voters are also voting tomorrow on whether to continue it?
That's correct. So there's a separate ballot question that will determine whether, A, this method of voting will be used in November for congressional contests only. If voters defeat that, then it won't be used in November, and it may never be used again. because that could give the opponents of this law probably enough cover to allow it to be repealed.
Well, and we should say that Republicans helped pass a law to repeal ranked choice voting. And this question that's on the ballot tomorrow about keeping it is from the system supporters. They put a veto of the Republican repeal on the ballot. So
that's correct.
you need a whiteboard when you go vote tomorrow in Maine. Well, we wish Mainers, maniacs, as some of them call themselves, all the best in tomorrow's primary. That's Steve Missler, Maine Public Radio's chief political correspondent, State House Bureau chief. He will be busy tomorrow. Steve, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Robin.